poker.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, what's the Batman Shrink Link in Colorado? Aurora, Colorado. That's where we kick it off today, indeed. Every bit of the coverage we've been speaking about on the Robert Scott Bell Show, now 6 days a week, in addition to our flagship here on Sundays on GCN. Been talking about what moment, when will it be that we will know for sure that the so-called Batman, Joker, shooter, whatever he's called, James Holmes, in Colorado, in Aurora, was on some form of, or many forms, of FDA-approved psychiatric medicines. And now, even the New York Times has acknowledged what's going on, what we've been saying here. And in fact, almost every day there's been a new updated report at robertscottbell.com for my good friend, the guy behind NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport. And you got to read it, keep it up, everything we speculated on. Liam Sheff and I, the man behind Official Stories, my dear friend, he'll be joining me this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, talked about the obviousness about what was going on here with this James Stewart character. And isn't it interesting about the Joker? Who played the Joker in one of the last Batman movies? Heath Ledger. Was he not also killed by psychiatric medicines, by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals? So now the Colorado man accused of gunning down 12 people at an Aurora movie theater last week was being treated by a psychiatrist whose research includes, guess what, psychotherapy and neurobiology of schizophrenia. This is according to court papers filed by Mr. Holmes' attorneys on Thursday. And it turns out this woman, Dr. Lynn Fenton, medical director of the school student mental health services, also worked for the Department of Defense, believe maybe in the Navy. And this begs a lot more questions here. Was this guy even the guy that pulled the trigger? Think about it. You got a guy, nobody can ID this guy as the shooter. If he was in that theater, he was completely covered head to toe in all kinds of things that would hide his identity. Suddenly he appears outside the theater, sitting down going, take me, I'm yours. Oh, by the way, I booby-trapped my apartment. All kinds of strange contraptions and explosives. And then he goes catatonic in court. Can't even remember who he is, much less that why he's there. What is this all about? 1 week or so prior to the UN vote on the treaty that would disarm Americans of their right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment. Anybody heard of that? The Second Amendment. And so we've got this case of another psychiatric drug, the danger we should be looking at. You want to talk about the Patriot Act saying, oh, it's patriotic, we're going to protect ourselves from these dangerous terrorists. You know, the dangerous terrorists are their psychiatrists. They're psychiatrists wielding the pads that allow them to prescribe dangerous psychopharmaceutical drugs. Born of the realm of MK Ultra, LSD experimentation, DARPA and flu shots. By the way, we got a story on that. Did you realize DARPA? We go into some strange stuff here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bear with me, but DARPA has found a way to produce like 10 million flu shots in a month. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. No, it's too late. I already have. Check out the links today at robertscottbell.com. RobertScottBell.com. You can call us toll-free for the next couple of hours right here, live, on GCN, on the Robert Scott Bell Show at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, today on tap, guess what? Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, returns. Not only are we going to do some more updates on James Stewart and Rossum and the rage there, what was that bounty hunter stuff all about? We're going to get the latest updates. Also, we're going to find out that Oregon, Oregonians, are you listening? Your state has banned permaculture. You can no longer collect rainwater. They're going to say, oh, no, this is a law back to the 1930s. Rainwater now. You become a criminal if you collect rainwater. What country do you live in Oregon? What is this? The Soviet Oregon Union? What the heck is going on? 800-259-5791. If you know or think you know what is going on, you let us know. You let us know. What else is going on? Dr. Fenton, this psychiatrist that was treating James Holmes, had received an admonition from Colorado's Board of Medical Examiners for prescribing medications, including the allergy medication Claritin, the sleeping pill Ambien, two tranquilizers, and the narcotic pill Vicodin for a few colleagues and her husband on several occasions, and failing to keep proper documentation of the prescription. Didn't they say James Holmes was on Vicodin? Painkiller that will send you out of your mind while it also damages your liver and kidneys? How much more do we have to hear before we realize the greatest danger, the greatest threat to life, liberty, and property in America is the medical monopoly, of which a subdivision of that Church of Biological Mysticism, perhaps one of the most dangerous of the subdivisions, is psychiatry. Another dangerous subdivision is pediatrics. Those pediatricians, you know who I'm talking about, those who vaccinate children, those who inject children with toxic heavy metals, toxic and foreign RNA and DNA from animals and humans, aborted fetal tissue, antibiotics, other metals, stabilizers, antifreeze. We can go on and on. Harris Coulter wrote a book many years ago, I think with Barbara Lowe Fisher, A Shot in the Dark, was it not? And it talked about the violence that was induced by the violent act against children, against defenseless children worldwide. If they're willing to attack children a day old with a hepatitis B vaccination, what are they not willing to do? What are they not willing to do? Program James Holmes potentially or some other patsy to go into a theater and randomly shoot innocent people? You don't think that they're willing to do that if they're willing to shoot up babies whose only crime is that they're born as humans on planet Earth? And the moment they're born, the doctors want to assault them with a vaccination for a sexually transmitted virus? For a so-called virus that can only transmit through blood transfusions and intravenous drug, the sharing of needles and wild sex orgies? What are they not willing to do? Does anybody hear me here? What are they not willing to do? You don't think that your government is willing to sacrifice women, innocent children, here at home, much less abroad, in unconstitutional, undeclared police actions in Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever else that they want to go, Iran now, Syria, Libya? They do it here at home, do they not? The FDA approves, official stories say, hey, vaccines are safe, they're good for you. And what we must do is quickly get those children and inject them to protect them from what? From what? Protect them from waking up and realizing that their parents have been lied to. Their grandparents have been lied to, and you are being lied to by the officials in the Obama administration who are telling you that cannabis is dangerous and is trying to wipe out the dispensaries in California and Oakland. The LA City Council votes against the local cannabis dispensaries despite the people needing them. We talked about this last week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. As well, good news, making it easier for you to listen to the voice of health freedom, the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, 6 days a week. iTunes. iTunes is now carrying the show 6 days a week as well. If you ever miss it, there are hundreds of hours now available for download for free. No excuse to ever miss any of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give me a call right now, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 1-800-273-8691. You want something to give your child if you're concerned about them being born onto a toxic and dangerous world? Give them some colostrum, some immune-tree colostrum. Give them some homeopathy. Give them some silver hydrosol. Don't shoot them up with experimental medicaments that you would not inject into your worst enemy. Okay, well, maybe you would into your worst enemy. This is an amazing story. Not only the James Holmes story, but there's new stories about HIV, the phantom retrovirus, never even isolated or caught in the act of doing anything. Now they want to put all people suspected of being, I don't know, sexual criminals? What? We'll find out from Liam Schaff. But anybody that could be healthy right now, if you test positive on a test that is nonspecific, that is cross-reactive, that has no standards whatsoever, they want to put you on toxic chemotherapeutic drugs. Emphasis on the chemo, de-emphasis on the therapeutic. There's nothing therapeutic about it unless it's designed to kill you. If that's the case, then they're calling it therapeutic for the right reasons. They want to put all healthy people on chemo. That's right. This is the Church of Biological Mysticism. This is the strange death cult that is embraced by the Obama administration and the Bush administration before it, and potentially a Romney administration. Whether they repeal Obamacare or not, it's irrelevant. You're forced to participate by virtue of a death-inducing monopoly that has been going on since the inception of the Flexner Report of 1910. That's 100 years plus in the making. When we come back, we're going to bust up some official stories with my dear friend, Liam Schaff. You can check out the links. They're up there right now at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call at 800-259-5791. Why so serious? No. Why so obvious? The shooter on meds. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water. And at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95. And when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The real terrorists are deranged psychiatrists giving drugs to those who would then shoot up schools, those who would go into theaters, allegedly, because no one can identify the guy, James Holmes. But that's the breaking news here, and we've been covering it all last week as well intensely. My dear friend John Rappaport's been updating us at the Robert Scott Bell Show blog at robertscottbell.com. Another guy that's updating us and bringing enlightenment wherever he goes, Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, joins me now. Liam.
Robert Scott Bell.
The enlightener you are. Could that be? Could be.
The enlightener you are.
No, you, baby. Hey, listen. You... Go ahead.
No, go. We have too many stories. I'm going to let you... You cut the path. Go ahead.
First and foremost, Liam, the official story is that there's a lone gunman in the theater in Aurora, Colorado, that mysteriously appears and says, "Here, take me, I'm yours," and I booby-trapped my home, so be careful. Does it pass muster of the official stories test?
Take me, I'm yours. I won't protest at all. No, it doesn't. John Rappaport is a great researcher. Boy, what a job he did. What a job he's doing in exposing this one. He said in an article exclusive to robertscottbell.com last week, where's his doctor, James Holmes' doctor? Well, a couple days later, he's like, he pulls out the, you know, he finds, here's James Holmes' doctor. What was he on? Well, he's going to be on a lot of things. Why does he have government grants to study neuroscience? Well, so Rappaport's making the point that he looks like a patsy. Now, nobody can say that he is, but he sure looks like one. He sure acts like one. He doesn't act like a deranged killer. He acts like a dope drugged cipher, an mm-hmm. empty vessel. I think one of the problems with the idea of MK Ultra, which has been forwarded by movies like enjoyable movies like, what was the Mel Gibson movie, Conspiracy Theory, right?
Yes.
Really enjoyed that movie, but the super soldier program or whatever didn't really make super soldiers. The idea of mind control isn't that you get people to do specific things or think specific things. It's that you wear down their resistance to just about anything. You keep mm-hmm. them up, you drug them, you deprive them of sleep. You play repeating music to them over and over and over and over and over and over again all night long until for days, for weeks, for months, until they're more or less susceptible to doing anything. And these are people who are soldiers. They're trained in shooting. They're trained in this, that, or the other thing. And then you keep them in a sort of a locked place with limited treats and rewards, and then you send them to do something, and then they come right back because their spirit, their mind has been broken. So that's what you're talking about when you're talking about... You're not talking about a super soldier who can it's not Spider-Man. You're not making Batman. You're making,
right.
You know, a ready-made patsy. This guy now is sitting in view of the cameras, essentially looks like a jellyfish that washed up on shore.
Yeah, well, exactly. And we could say that also about Congress as well. I mean, in many cases, they go there and suddenly, like the bizarre circumstance surrounding Harry Reid in the Senate, who in 1995 sounded like Ron Paul promoting the auditing of the Fed, telling us all how secret the Fed was. In fact, it was so secret, it might as well just become part of the CIA. That's how secret it is. We must audit it. And now, in 2012, saying, well, no, if it's not even going to come to a vote. We don't need to go this way.
Yeah, that's fascinating. You know, Lord Acton said power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. All great men are invariably bad men. And you wonder what happens at the first couple of, in the first couple months of, you can make the argument that it's peer pressure or going along to get along, This is stuff we'll never know. But people are definitely bludgeoned into obedience or obeisance. But we got so many stories. We got this guy doing crazy stuff at the, you know, it's the most public place. Christopher Nolan, who directed this very silly movie, this Batman movie, got $250 million from the international bankers who fund things like this. So people bet $250 million with a B, dollars, that they would reach for their money times five.
Yeah, they can actually see our interview of you in our review, our shared review of the new Batman movie on YouTube. We've got that linked up as well. And, of course, I should let everybody know in my GCN audience that Liam has a new series of videos out called Liam in 3. And we'll talk also about some upcoming things. But right now we do have a phone call coming from our affiliate in Austin, Texas. Ian, are you there? Welcome to the Robert Scadbell Show, Ian. Ian, are you still there, or did we drop you?
Oh, no, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Ian.
Oh, hey, Robert. Yeah, just a quick question. First-time listener, actually, and first-time caller, about drug testing Congress. I haven't done any research in this. Do you know anything about that? And if so, are those records public?
Great question, Ian. As far as I know, they tried to drug test Congress one time prior, and it broke all of the test mechanisms and records. They had to stop because they were on too many drugs. It was all over before it began. I'm just making that up. But the reality is, much of Congress is on, if they're not outright on psychiatric or other FDA-approved drugs, they are on drug money. Big Pharma owns and controls 90%, and that may be an understatement, of the votes in Congress there, with very rare exception. We've had some examples like Ron Paul, of course, Senator Rand Paul, even though they're both physicians, do not believe in a corporatocracy. And this is a big issue. And Ian, I do appreciate the call here. It would be interesting, Liam, I'm not one into drug testing, but seriously, if they drug tested Congress, it would break all of the standards.
No, absolutely agree. I don't think drug testing is at all cool, and I know some people on the inside of the Capitol in Texas, and they don't drug test anybody there, from county clerks up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ian, thank you for the call. Liam, if we were to drug test Congress, as I said, it would break the test.
Yeah, well, you'd have to get a note from their shrinks to, you know, to let them be tested, and then we'd have to be cleared by the NSA. Speaking of the NSA, I'm calling you on something. Can I talk about this?
Absolutely.
I'm calling you on something called Skype. So I know that we're not allowed to see any government documents without a FOIA request and having two-thirds of it blacked out so we don't know what it actually said. I understand that. That's for our own safety. But now the U.S. government, which really is part and parcel of something called, you know, the international community, Microsoft, all the rest of this kind of stuff, has decided that the Skype service, which I guarantee most people use just to make phone calls, or, I'll be honest, hookups. I'm pretty sure it's for hookups. I'm sure that at any given point, there's a lot of nudity going on Skype, adult to adult. But they've started an article here in the Washington Post, pure CIA. Speaking of, you know, the thing that's just happening in Colorado being a setup, the thing that's happening with Skype now is that the article saying that we're not able to really track the terrorists, pedophiles, and drug lords well enough, so we need to infiltrate Skype. Well, it turns out that somebody very helpful to the CIA, to pedophiles, drug lords, and terrorists, bought Skype a little while ago. That would be Microsoft. And maybe we get back. We'll just talk a little more about that infiltration, because the internet is now being used to spy on you.
Also, Ebola is back. Is it coming to a theater near you? We'll tell you the real story behind it. Busting up the official stories with Liam Sheff after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products.
like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Gee, I guess I'm missing all the fun on Skype. My dear friend Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, is telling me that the CIA, NSA, saying that there's all kinds of criminal activity happening on Skype. Everybody's having all the fun seeing naked pictures we're not seeing here, and they must be observed. Everybody must be observed. So, and that made, you said it was in the Washington Post, Liam?
Right, and it's a pure intelligence. It's a pure infiltration article because it doesn't mention any sort of, well, 99% of people who use Skype are either calling their grandmothers, their wives, or they're dating. You know, it's like, it's not written from the point, there's no mention of any civil liberties. So it says, oh, Microsoft is going to be very, Microsoft, why Microsoft? I thought this was a Scandinavian company. Oh, no, they was bought by Microsoft. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, Microsoft. Microsoft has been infiltrated. CIA, NSA, I'm looking at a June 18th article. researcher, CIA NSA may have infiltrated Microsoft to write malware. Of course. I mean, of course Microsoft, the largest platform, the largest computer platform, has encryption codes on it that are reporting data back to the clandestine service. Of course they are. I mean, if I were in the clandestine service, I'd say, what's the way that we track everybody? Through their computers. So that's what they do. But the problem is the majority of people are just people. They're just citizens, just going about their business, or just trying to live their lives. So what you end up with is insanity. You end up with a lack of, not just a lack of privacy, you end up with a paranoid police state, which is where they want us.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, of course, it's not paranoia if they're really out to get you. And they certainly are. But is Ebola out to get you? I saw an article here, and it's linked up in the notes at robertschiavbell.com, that Ebola is back in Uganda. And, of course, they're trying to say it's the worst flesh-eating virus on planet Earth, yet they have no earthly idea of the mechanism. And they say it leads to hemorrhagic fever. We have no idea why. And I'm with Sam Kinison in there. These diseases in Africa, because they're not eating. Feed them. These people need food. They need sanitation. They need hygiene, all the basics. And, of course, that brings us as well to the scam called AIDS, which basically is anything and everything immune-related and has nothing to do with the phantom retrovirus they say everybody has. They just don't know it. Let's put everybody on a drug right now, Liam.
Yeah, the AIDS conference returning to the U.S. after many years in Europe is, I guess, trying to make headlines. AIDS drugs are really poisonous. They're deeply, deeply poisonous, so they really suck. And everybody seems to know that, especially the people who are on them. So how do you get people to take them? It's hard. You know, you have to terrify them. First, you have the ghettoized communities, the gay community, all this kind of stuff that you can sort of offer political favors to. That's how you get them to do it. But how do you convince everybody? Well, you lie to them. You just keep lying to them. Tell them. Now, they did this before. They did Hit Early, Hit Hard. It was called Hit Early, Hit Hard. And they ended up killing.
With AZT.
It was with the so-called new drug that was known 15 years ago. It was the protease inhibitors. And what they found was that people died very horribly. So they backed off of Hit Early, Hit Hard. In other words, they've done this before. They did Hit Early, Hit Hard, and they killed a lot of people. Now they're doing it again because they don't have any memory because they're crazy. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. They don't have any memory, and they don't remember that they did this to people before. So they did. They killed a lot of people. In the 80s, in the mid-80s, they hit early, hit hard with a drug called AZT, and they killed 150,000 or more gay men who took the drug in the first couple weeks of being told they were HIV positive, who died in the fifth or sixth week of being. So they killed. The medical establishment is responsible for the deaths of a couple hundred thousand people who, I guess you could say, were I don't know, co-conspirators in the murder-suicide. It's a mess. The reality of AIDS is now that everybody in this country who's sick now has one form of AIDS or another. And the mainstream is now calling, like, if you have a kid who's not in the autism spectrum but is clearly not very healthy, right, because of what they're eating, what we're feeding them.
Yes.
They don't have AIDS.
Nope.
They have primary immunodeficiency.
We'll talk about that and more after this. I believe that was Chapter 6 in Official Stories. I'll confirm that with Liam Sheff when we come back. And where is the mention of selenium deficiency? We'll talk about that as well after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, the headline reads from Associated Propaganda, big AIDS meetings, bottom line, more treatment, bottom line, no pun intended there, right? That's their own headline. Also, the big story, Ebola is back, and they want you to be very, very afraid. The official story is that Ebola is caused by a virus and that there's no known cause or cure. Cause? What's the cause? I thought you said it was the virus. Well, no, we don't know how it works. So here, just take, oh, we don't have a treatment. We don't have a, oh, be very afraid. Yet the medical literature is rife with reference to what? Selenium deficiencies in the soils of Uganda and other areas of Africa where this and other diseases, immunodeficient diseases, of which we jump from AIDS to PIDS. And my dear friend, author of official stories, Liam Sheff, he'll actually be on, you know, during the week. We have the Robert Scott Bell Show 5 additional days through Natural News Radio. Following me on the air on Natural News Radio is Kurt Linderman. He's going to be interviewing Liam Sheff tomorrow about this. AIDS to PIDS. Explain that, Liam.
AIDS to PIDS. Well, they're now busy telling everybody in the world that their kids have some, everybody in the West, your kid either has some unexplained non-vaccine related autism, but it's not vaccine related, even though we've injected your child with toxic poisons, can't be vaccine related, or they have a mystery immune deficiency, they're now calling primary immune deficiency, and adults are having this too, or you have chronic fatigue syndrome, because there's, you know, you're just tired all the time and nobody knows why. Or you have Crohn's, fibromyalgia, or lupus, and nobody knows why, or Hep C, which you can't really test for, which the Mayo Clinic says you actually don't need to be treated for unless you get a bad doctor, which is almost every doctor, and they tell you that you need to be injected with interferon. In other words, apparently everybody in America is sick, almost dead. So... but the thing is, it's all the same illness. I mean, that's sort of the joke is it's all the same illness. Everything is, like you said, selenium deficiency. Everything is a punctured gut. All of these illnesses are punctured gut illnesses. What happened in the gay community in the 70s was these guys were gut bombing, antibiotics, tetracycline, 4, 5, 6 times a week. They're going to the bathhouses, having sex, blowing out their colons with these shower nozzles to clean them out, stripping their epithelial lining. They're just destroying themselves, destroying their lives. After 4, 5, 6 years, they come in, as John Lorenzen said, gray in the face and absolutely ruined. They go to the doctors, and the doctor gives them more antibiotics, they give them Cipro. Well, these guys die in a couple more weeks, because you can't live without your gut. Doctors haven't figured that out yet. You can't actually live without your intestine. Go figure.
Amazing that. And of course, that's why we focus so much of our time and energy here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is teaching people how to heal their gut, heal the liver, epithelial lining. The silver hydrosol aloe vera protocol is a cornerstone starting point for people that are desperately trying to do what we know needs to happen. And there are no drugs that can make it happen, only nutrients, only minerals, only key things that are created by that which created everything and are non-toxic. In addition, modulating immune function with things like colostrum, with things like herbal medicine, with your, my gosh, your food is your medicine! And none of it is FDA approved.
None of it is, none of it can be, because the purpose of the FDA, as it's been taken over by international conglomerates, is to run your life. There's an article up, it's a really good article, I don't remember, it's like Americans for Liberty or something. You have that one? About 19 things that, you know, that are now, sort of, this is the country you're living in now, 19 more freedoms that have been taken away.
Yes, blacklisted news is part of the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, as are all of these things that Liam is mentioning here. And yeah, 19 examples of how control freaks are killing America with their completely ridiculous regulations. We may cover a few this hour. I'll be filling in the rest next hour with Mike Adams, the health ranger. And it is absurd. We live now in a full-on police state, and it's a dangerous level of absurdity. It's not just absurdity. It's dangerous absurdity when they can arrest you for collecting rainwater, for instance, and that's going to be a big story next hour.
I know. Arrested for rainwater. It goes on and on and on. It should be shocking. I guess people aren't paying attention. It's like that Skype article. That's why I say that's a clandestine services article. Because the way they write it is to say, well, you know, unless you're really for terrorism, pedophilia, or what's the other thing they go for, being a drug lord, unless you're for these things, there's no reason why you would oppose more reach into your private life through Skype. So they start the article with, oh, the government's having trouble tracking drug lords and jihadists. Mm-hmm. And you go, well, I'm not a drug lord. I use Skype. And you go, well, I better not say anything or they'll think I'm a drug lord. Or a pedophile, or a jihadist, or whatever. But,
or a Congress critter, where the real pedophiles exist as well.
Exactly.
Or a quackbuster. You know, all of those drug addicts in the regulatory bodies as well. In the FDA, in the CDC, where they're trying to pretend that everything is related to a microbe, when in fact it's all toxicological. We'll be back and talk about a moment of duh you will not believe after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back wrapping up this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My dear friend Liam Mischief is in tow. Make sure I can get that audio piping into my ears well. And we have got a story. It's stunning. You know, you've been busting up science for years, Liam, and made it official with your book, Official Stories, and how you do it. It's a lovely and wonderful thing. And by the way, special shout out to our dear friend Roseanne Lindsay. She posted on Facebook under the story about Ebola. In fact, one orthomolecular.org, which covers the story about AIDS, a treatable combination of nutritional deficiencies, including, oh my gosh, they mentioned selenium. And so we've got some things that the scientists are doing because they get their grants. We talked about James Holmes getting a grant in neuroscience of some kind. He was being funded to the tune of $21,000 or more a year, I think, from NIH, yet he allegedly goes into the theater. But there are some things that just require absurd levels of science, just so we can figure this whole thing out. And there are stories there that just, they express what we would only call today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by Web Moment of Duh, or WebMD, as they cover a story that your memory might not be in the best shape it could be if you take 10 or more pills. What kind of pills? Ecstasy pills! Liam, can you imagine ecstasy not improving your memory?
Did you say something? My memory's not that good. hold on. I am feeling very intimate with people, though. This is a great drug, man.
Oh, geez. Now, you never got into the ecstasy side of things, Liam. I know that. But
no.
This is the kind of thing they actually, and thankfully, this one might not have been impacted by U.S. taxpayers. It looks like it came through out of Germany, so maybe those in Deutschland had to pay for this absurd study that says ecstasy does not help you with your memory. It's all about making you feel I just can forget everything. All my cares in the world are gone.
I remember I was coming up, sort of getting into the youth culture of my early 20s, and people kept telling me how great this thing was. And I was already on my macrobiotic path, and I said, they said it makes you feel really good. And I thought, well, why don't you just, like, do something you like? You know, I was being square. And they said, well, it makes you feel really close to people. And I thought, well, why don't you just get close to people? And they said, no, it's better than that. And I thought, well, I don't really want and they just seemed, you know what the truth is? They just seemed so bloody dopey. I thought, I'm staying away from this. I'm staying away from this crazy thing they're doing. I don't want to be part of it. So a few years later, I'm hearing from kids, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Did you hear about so-and-so? You know? No, what happened? Well, they're not, you know, they're just a mess. They're a wreck. You know, so I saw it on the street level.
Yeah, absolutely. And
then,
and of course,
and now the studies, oh, it kills your memory. It destroys your memory. And I mean, I got some young people who are a little younger than me in my family, nephews, mm-hmm. So on and so, half-brothers. Some of them, you know, unfortunately tried some of that. And I just feel like they're just sort of permanently dopey now. Is there any healing that can be done, Robert?
Yes, but speaking of permanently dopey, here's another story on that front. In a police in Canada were called out because there was a teenager that decided to talk and chat and dance and then beat up his mailbox. Turns out he was doing some CIA. Oh, wait, I mean LSD. And he went postal on his own mailbox.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I mean,
what?
That's consistent. He went CIA on his mailbox because it wasn't the CIA experimenting with LSD.
Wait, do it again. I'm not following. I'm not on anything.
Get
I don't understand.
Get off of that ecstasy.
All right. I'm not on any. I told you. I never did
I know.
Killed his mailbox?
Yeah, they basically took out a bat or something. He just started beating up, full-fledged fighting his mailbox because he was on what we call CIA, which is LSD. I mean, it's the acronym for LSD. It means CIA, does it not?
Yeah, lysergic. Yeah. Well, listen, everybody gets a little mad. The mail is sometimes slow. It's, but you have, oh, not the mailman, the mailbox. He saw a terrorist in the mailbox.
That must have been it. And in fact, he was on Skype moments before. So now we must have the CIA and NSA investigate and take over Microsoft to make sure they can track it so that we can prevent the death of mailboxes, random mailbox shootings, killings, beatings all across Canada. I'm telling you, it is getting more absurd all the time, and we're just covering the news, trying to make sense of it. And yes, indeed, like you said, last segment, we're talking about ways to undo it, and even this segment, how do we undo it? We've got to restore health to the liver. We've got to detoxify this stuff. We've talked about the undoing of a lot of toxic poisons in the body from even childhood with these vaccines. My way, of course, is homeopathic, but we also do all we can to restore integrity of the lining of the gut so that we can put good food-grown nutrients back in to replenish metabolic functions that have long since expired since the time when they've been basically replaced with synthetic pharmaceuticals.
Maybe we can do a segment in the future. There are a lot of kids who try this MDMA stuff, this ecstasy stuff, and I'd like to walk down that path talking about some of the nutritional, the nutritional things that could be done for their heads. I mean, it's usually essential fatty acids, mm-hmm. green juicing. A lot of this kind of stuff is going to be necessary. I hate to see people who made a couple of mistakes early in their life sort of think they have to pay for it their whole life. A lot of the time, they end up on pharmaceutical drugs. Like their psychiatrist puts them on more head drugs, or their liver toxic, so they don't think right. You know, they never really get to heal. So I know we don't really do that. We don't talk about healing from street drugs, but there are a lot of people who could use that. They could use that rebuilding. I do have a very strong belief or faith in the body's ability to heal.
Yes.
I've seen it in myself from, problems that I had, and people and just friends and colleagues and peers. I mean, you and I have both seen people healing from, healing remarkably from terrible illnesses. So I've never really looked into this, but can you heal essentially a drug? Can you heal, not totally fixed, but can you heal a drug-damaged brain?
Well, we'll have to cover that this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Look forward, Liam Sheff will be back sometime in the Monday through Friday show as well. You can call me 24-7 at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back after the news break with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you, Liam Sheff. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.